Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. It's that time of year again when we're supposed to be thankful for what the Lord's given us, right? Still, I hear and see so many who are less than thankful due to life circumstances. So today, I want to share with you some thoughts and information I have discovered that may help us find that place where thankfulness is our focus. Studies from Harvard have shown us that being thankful can help us feel more positive, enjoy our good experiences, and improve our overall health while building better and stronger relationships with others. It's no secret that our children demonstrate a more positive attitude when practicing thankfulness with their teachers and their friends, and even at home with their family and parents, rather than the grumpiness and irritability that's often seen and witnessed. So today I found what I would like to share with you, some simple tips on how to stay grateful or thankful on a regular basis. First of all, appreciate the little things in life. Our lives are filled with friends and family who love and care about us. Because of this, we need to forget about the material things we don't have and really think we need and most likely can't afford, and appreciate the relationships we have with those around us who care a lot about us. It doesn't matter how big or how small the things we cling to are, really. What matters is that you are, and I am, we are loved. If we would stop for a moment and look around us, I would dare say there are people who really do care about what happens in our lives. And I think we need to express that appreciation for their love and their care. I try to do it with my wife and others around me as much as I humanly can and think about. Secondly, keep a gratitude journal. Well, or a daily journal of some type. As I have been discipling people in ministry, one of the first things I challenge them to do is to take a small tablet or notebook and write down your prayer concerns and praises every day. Then, as we live out each day, take 5 minutes or 10 minutes every night to think about one thing you are most thankful for and write it in that journal or in that book as you spend time in prayer. In no time, as you go back and review the pages a week or two down the road, in no time at all, you will realize the positive outweighs the negative, that God is still working. So I think we need an attitude of gratitude. There you go. And I think we need to spend some time in prayer just praising God for what he is doing. Thirdly, say thank you. Sometimes we forget to be thankful for the people and the things that are done who are closest to us and doing these on a regular basis. Thankful for the little things they do every day without being asked. We assume they already know how much we appreciate them, and we should never make that assumption. That's not always true. So start right now. Tell your mate or loved ones, your mom or dad, perhaps your siblings or close friends, how thankful you are for them and the things they're doing. Tell them how much you appreciate them, and I guarantee you, that love will come back to you many times over. There are many other ways to be known as an individual or seen as an individual who's a thankful person. These are just a few suggestions which, if we practice them regularly, will help us to stay thankful for what the Lord has done in and through us and continues to do as we serve him faithfully. After all, it is Thanksgiving, isn't it? Prayer list for today, Corey Kenny. Continue to remember her in prayer, her cancer, Kathy Steele, Janelle, Gary Moore's daughter, for the battling cancer. Thank you for praying for Drew. There were no clogged arteries, but now they have to determine why she's having what the symptoms she's having. Russ, Gail's son-in-law, who's had blood clots. Dallas and Whitney, as they moved to Southern Oregon, and Dallas is still looking for a job. Bonnie Osborne's mom and dad have COVID, Jim and Jean. Tim Whitehead had surgery this morning on a vertebrae in his neck, and they're fusing them. And our community Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. And then the fireworks tent. We want to keep that in our prayers until they answer. Of course, remember the Middle East and all the tensions and all the struggles, our missionaries and their families, our nation, our church, and our own families. And as you prepare in a time in prayer, just know God hears and answers prayer. Take a few moments, pray, lift your hearts, and then have a great day, and God bless.